Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get too far into things, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Leslie Pierce with Fiserv. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Lee, for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Fiserv. Who are you serving? What are you up to?
All right, be happy to. So Fiserv, for those of you who aren't familiar with what we do, we are a fintech company. And what that means, we use finance and technology together and move money safely around the world. And not only do we focus on large enterprise companies, but also we've been committed to small businesses across the world in a whole range of different industries to support those small businesses, because we all know that they are vital to the economic growth of our overall community. And as we think about 2020, many of our small businesses in particular have been so impacted by COVID-19, and particularly some of our minority-owned small businesses have an even more acute impact of COVID-19. So as we think about our commitment to support the communities in which we live and grow, we have a few thousand employees here in the Atlanta area, and we felt that it was important for us to give back, but not just to give back in the form of money. We wanted to give a comprehensive solution that not only lended itself to making sure that these businesses survive and that money is vitally important, but as we think about it, how do we ensure that they're going to thrive going forward? And so we came up with something called our Forward Together Plan. And that Forward Together Plan is an investment of $10 million to strengthen the small business development ecosystem through our Back to Business program. That Back to Business program is going to help businesses across the United States. Specifically, as we think about Atlanta, we're so excited to announce that we're giving $1 million away here in Atlanta in the form of grants to small minority-owned businesses. We know that this is so important for the economic growth of our communities, and we're excited to have this opportunity to support our Atlanta-based small businesses.
Now, what are some ways, Fiserv's kind of in the background, right? Fiserv isn't a brand that people necessarily are familiar with by brand, but they probably are familiar with the work that they do. Can you talk about kind of specifically how Fiserv integrates into the business community and the services that you're doing? Are you working like through the banks and the businesses, or helping them have that transaction happen, you know, safely and quickly?
Yeah, great question. So I'll try to simplify it, Lee, because there's so many things that we do, and we sit in the background. We are the engine that makes sure that things happen safely and securely so that our business owners don't even need to know all the great things that we're providing. So if we think about banks in particular, we absolutely support our banks, some of our large banks and small banks, with our core applications. And so that is imperative to the banks to make sure that all the things that they need to run their specific pieces of the business are cared for. So that's one piece of the company that's vitally important to us. In addition, when we think about credit card services, we have a product, a suite of products, the Clover products, that make sure that when you process a credit card, all of the necessary things happen, what is important for you, your consumer, and what is important for your business owner. If you're the business owner, one, you want to make sure that what you're taking as a credit card is secure, is a valid card, so that you're going to get the actual funds you deserve for your merchandise and or your service. Two, we want to make sure that your customer is able to process their transaction with the speed that we've all come to know and love. And if you think about that, until that entire suite has to work in fractions of seconds. And so we are making sure that these transactions happen safely, happen quickly it happen efficiently so that the customers are cared for, our business owners are cared for, and that we can protect those business owners from fraud and can protect them from giving away their goods and services to people who don't deserve them, but make sure that they can grow and thrive and not even have to worry about that. And we have a suite of products that will not only focus on the credit card, but if they want loyalty programs, if they want gift cards, if they want to go to a website, if they want to contactless payments, touchless payments, it's a full suite to meet all of their needs.
So is that something like a small business person can partner with Clover and then that helps them accomplish some of those goals?
That's absolutely correct, Lee. So if you think about Clover, we can handle all size businesses. So if you were, let's say you had a seasonal business and you needed a device to make sure that you could take payments, we have a solution there. But it doesn't stop there. If you are a larger small business and you need a full functioning, you need inventory, you're in a retail shop, you need to manage payroll, we can give you a comprehensive solution to meet your needs. And what we want to do is we approach our Clover solution as a consultative approach. Tell us what you need. Tell us what your business is going to require. And we're going to guide you through the steps. And so the great thing about Clover is we're not saying, hey, you figure it out. We are always there to help you make sure you have the right solutions for your business. And as your business needs grow and change, we're always going to be there to support you.
And then is this primarily for kind of brick and mortar businesses or does it work for e-commerce businesses as well?
So it works for both. When we first began, of course, it was for face-to-face businesses. But as we think about now and where we are, it is so imperative that we all have the ability to take payments online, either through a website. If you think about restaurants, they need to be able to take orders online. So we support all of that.
Now, what about a lot of kind of fintech firms are getting into helping their customer get access to the funds quickly, maybe even get loans against funds based on past activity. Is that something that Clover can help with as well?
And so I want to make sure I understand the question, Lee. So are you asking specifically for PPP assistance as we think about some of the things that are going to be imperative for our businesses now as we look at the new line of funding or something else?
I was thinking more about capital. Like, is there a way that I can turn, maybe use my credit card sales as a way to maybe get a loan or get terms, maybe favorable terms?
Yeah. Oh, so great, great question. So, yeah. So I think there are a couple of things business owners want. One is they want to make sure that they can get their receivables from yesterday's transactions into their as soon as possible. So we have a couple of products that we can make sure that you get your funding as soon as possible. But I think your more specific question is, how do I have a larger access to capital? We have one product called Clover Capital, and it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to have a Clover solution, but it does mean that you have to have your merchant processing with us. And what we're able to do and partner with those business owners is look at your receivables and come up with an algorithm to help you get some additional funds based on your receivables. And it is a really great program, product, service that a lot of our business owners are able to take advantage of if they need very specific capital to grow their business or to sustain their business. And so it is essentially making sure that we look at where your business is transacting today and taking a look and working with that merchant to make sure we can come up with a solution. And again, this is something that is just not a turnkey and say, you know, it's not a program. You get X if you have Y. We're going to sit down, we're going to look at your receivables, understand your needs, and then help you with the right solution for your business.
But this sounds like that when you partner with a business, you really do partner with them. You're looking to holistically help them through their financials as much or as little as makes sense in their specific situation.
Our goal, Lee, is to make sure that businesses survive and thrive. We don't look at this as a transaction. We look at this as a long-term relationship. And so we want to make sure that the products and services that we provide you today are still the products and services you need tomorrow. But if your business needs change, we want to sit down and talk to you. And sit down and talk to you can be over the phone. There are tons of things we can do with our business consultants over the phone to help guide our business owners. But we think it's key that we do that work for you. We're not asking you to go figure it out on your own. We want to help you. We have been in this industry for a very long time. It's a robust suite of products. And there's so many things that we know that perhaps a business owner may not even think about asking, like your great question about how do I get access to capital?
Well, it sounds like you're really making an investment in the community, and specifically a big investment in the minority-owned small business community. How did that come about? Is that just part of the culture and the values of the organization that said, look, all these businesses are helping us. Let's take special care and make sure that more and more of these survive and thrive despite, you know, the chaos that's happening in today's world?
Yeah, so great question. Lee, what we fundamentally believe in, we put into practice every day at Fiserv, is we believe in using our platform to do good while we're doing well. And as we look at our businesses, we know that they were impacted considerably in 2020. And we decided we needed to help. And the grant program was really part of our Forward Together. And the whole premise is, how do we take where we were when the pandemic really hit us all hard? How do we pivot? How do we make sure that we're all going to survive and thrive? Because as I mentioned before, we live and work in the same community, and we all have that small business that we want to support, the small business we want to see survive and thrive. And we know that the economic growth and sustainability of our own community is vitally important to all of us here in Atlanta. So we decided to put really a four-pronged effort into making sure that our community survived and thrived. And a big piece of that was access to capital. And so the primary piece of the Forward Together was another program we call Back to Business, which is really, all right, we know where we are here in 2020. How do we move forward? And that's why we're excited about the Back to Business program. And the $10 million commitment overall globally is now for Atlanta, $1 million. So what does that mean? What does $1 million in Atlanta mean? It means that each of the business owners, and these are going to be focused on our small and minority-owned businesses here in Atlanta, could receive a $10,000 grant. That $10,000 is substantial. And what we found as we've been able to give some away already and continue to, is this helps our business owners pay their back payments, pay rent, make payroll, do things that they need to survive. But in addition, we want to make sure that they thrive. So in addition to the $10,000, those great Clover products that we were talking about before, Lee, we have decided as a corporation to give our products and services away for free. We are not here to make any money off of these businesses. We want to help. So we have one product, the Clover Flex device, which allows business owners to do the touchless transactions, which is vitally important to them today. We're going to give them that device for free. We are not going to charge any of the traditional services or fees associated with that. And we want to make that available to them for 1 year. So it is really an investment in, one, the dollars, two, our own technology. But three, what's important to us is that consultative sale that we talked about, Lee. We want to make sure we sit down and talk to them with our trusted partners and provide them whatever else they need. And what we have found working with some of our great community partners here in Atlanta, the primary thing business owners asked us for was financial literacy. We even sponsored Saturdays with Fiserv. And we had business owners, first of all, you don't have to be one of our customers. You just need to be a business owner who wants to learn things that you don't know today. How can I grow my business? What should I be doing differently than I did yesterday? And with Saturdays with Fiserv, we had hundreds of business owners show up to better understand, this was the key, how do I move from a storefront, a brick and mortar, to a web front. And we, because of our vast suite of products, were able to take them through what those steps look like. And for a lot of them, just take away the fear. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know who to trust. And we just want to be that trusted resource to them. And so we're super excited about our ability to provide the funds, provide the technology and services, but also through our community partners, provide some expertise. And as we sit uniquely in this fintech space.
Well, it sounds like this is very rewarding work. Is this the initiative, this Back to Business program, is this what you're spearheading, or are you part of the team that's involved with this?
I am so fortunately, it is not my normal day job, but I am super excited to be the person that is really behind the Back to Business program. There's tons of people with me along on the journey. Obviously, in order for us to give to do this and to do it in a responsible manner, there are tons of us who, you know, work tirelessly because we truly believe this is what we should be doing in addition to our day jobs. And so the ability and the privilege and the honor to work with these business partners is something I've been excited about. As part of FlyServe, as part of our the fabric of who we are as a company. So yes, I'm super excited to lead it, but more importantly, thankful for the droves of people behind me working with me to make sure that we can bring this to fruition.
Now, you talked about community partnerships. Are you talking about partnerships just internally with FlyServe, or do you partner with other organizations and groups that are serving that same community, you know, these kind of minority, small, micro businesses?
So great question, Lee. What we have been able to do, and I'm going to focus on what we're doing here in Atlanta as an Atlanta resident myself, we know that we have folks in the community who have been doing this for a long time. And so if one in particular, I'll point to the Russell Center with Jay Bailey. He's a great partner and has been in this space, focused on entrepreneurship. And we have decided to partner with him. And that's been a fantastic relationship as we look at sustainability of small and minority businesses. We've also partnered with the traditional community partners, and those would be our chambers. So the Metro Atlanta Chamber, the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, the Atlanta Black Chamber have all been fantastic partners in making sure that we can expand our reach beyond the walls of FlyServe deep into the community. And that's why the partnership has been so great. And I would also want to highlight the Atlanta Business League has been a great partner in giving us access to their members and making sure that we can partner with them as well as the Village Market Atlanta. And so all of them are vitally important to us. And we take these relationships and partnerships seriously. So for each one of them, we make sure that there is a FlyServe associate committed to making sure that partnership works. So again, what's important to us is not just making sure that we ink a check, but it's really how do we make sustained improvement, growth, support within the community. And those community partners are really helping us do that.
Now, that's part of the mission here at Business Radio X. Is there a way that we can help you and be kind of the voice of business and help you get the word out about these businesses that are probably underserved in terms of getting the media attention they deserve? Is there a way, do you think, that we can be part of the solution and help tell those stories and help you share the great work that you're doing to help these small businesses thrive?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things that come to mind, Lee. So one, just help us make sure that we are able to give this $10 million, award this $10 million to the hands of the right business owners. So for Atlanta specifically, we have $1 million. We're actively seeking those businesses who are so deserving, and we want to make sure that we reach them. And if you could help us, so the URL for the FlyServe Back to Business Grant is AEOWORKS.org/FlyServe, FISERV. So that's AEOWORKS.org/FlyServe. The application portal is open and we are ready to receive those applications. In addition, so it is open to every count, the following counties in Atlanta: Cherokee, Clayton, Cobb, Coweta, D. DeKalb, Douglas, Fayette, Fulton, Gwinnett, Henry, Newton, Rockdale, and Spalding counties, just in case people need a clarification. And we are so excited to have this opportunity. So one, it's just making sure that we get the word out about the grants. Two, we also want to highlight those very worthy businesses who were able to award some grants too. So I'll share with you too. So back in August, we were able to give an award, a grant to the Beverly, which is a restaurant in the Grant Park area. And I'll tell you, Mario Johnson, the owner of that business, just has a fantastic story. First and foremost, fantastic food. So they are an American Caribbean fusion cuisine. But what is telling about Mario is not just what a great business owner he is, what a great product that he's able to deliver, but also he has taken some of that grant that he received and has also invested back into the community. And it is the ability for all of us to help one another that is making a difference. And what I like to call it is the coalition of the willing. We all want to work together for the betterment of our community. The other one I want to highlight is Rag Trade Atlanta. Now, Angela Watts is an entrepreneur. She focuses on the fashion and accessory business and really helping designers on how to get started, where do they get the information. And she also focuses on the e-commerce piece. And so it's been a really wonderful opportunity for us to award her a grant because she not only was able to use it to pay some costs that she had due to COVID, but in addition, she paid it forward. So she took some of the grant funds that we had provided for her, and she was able to provide some additional grants to fashion designers. And those are the great stories, Lee, I would love to continue to share with you as we look at giving away this $1 million here in Atlanta.
Well, we'll be happy to share those stories with you because that is our mission, is to support and celebrate the work of the business folks that typically get ignored by traditional media. We want to be the place where those stories are told. So we would be proud to be a partner in this and help you get the word out, because I think these are the unsung heroes. I think the ripples that they generate from their work impact themselves, obviously, but it impacts their family and their community in ways that the average person really doesn't understand or appreciate. And our mission is to help tell those stories to make sure that they are appreciated and they are supported and celebrated.
Lee, that's just fantastic. I can't thank you enough for allowing us to come on today and share this with you. But more importantly, your support in making sure that we can tell these stories and that we can make sure to reach the community that we want to really provide for our community here in Atlanta, the ability to survive, but more importantly, the ability to thrive.
Right. And then one more time, for the companies that are interested in taking advantage of these grants, it's AEOWORKS.org/FISERV, FISERV. That'll get you to the website, I believe, that can where you can apply.
Absolutely. That is exactly where it is. And Lee, you have it exactly correct.
Well, thank you again for sharing your story today. You're doing important work and we appreciate you. If somebody wants to learn more about Clover or FISERV or any of the other things, is there a website for Clover?
Yes. If you're interested in any of the Clover products, if you go to clover.com, you'll really have a comprehensive view of all of our products and can help you through and get information. But also, if you feel that you need to talk to someone, there's a 1-800 number that'll allow you to connect to a salesperson as well as chat with the salesperson. And those individuals are just always there to make sure that we provide you the right solution and are happy to answer any of your questions. So it's clover.com.
And then FISERV Back to Business, is there information about that on that website, or do they have to go to the FISERV website and look for that directly?
So for Back to Business, I would really suggest that the AEOWORKS.com, the AEOWORKS.org/FISERV is going to have the most comprehensive information on Back to Business, including the application portal. But as always, you can go to FISERV.com to get additional information.
Well, thank you again, Leslie, for sharing your story today.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all again next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.